Hello, welcome to another episode of Love Wide Open with Heidi Dallaire. I can be found here on Anchor, several other podcast stations, iTunes, Google Play, you name it, it's out there. And free resources and articles at lovewideopen.com. Love Wide Open can be found on Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and I'm there too. So today's topic is about positivity. Positivity. There's tons of talk about it. We always hear you need to be more positive. There needs to be more positivity in the world. There needs to be. Well, I don't know if any of you have followed Gary Vaynerchuk, but he made this statement, and it's turned into a quote, and I truly believe it. And it goes like this. We don't need more positivity. We need it to be louder. God, how true is that? We all have positivity, but at times we get stuck. We get stuck in our negativity. We get stuck in our false beliefs, our toxic thinking, our doubt, our fear, and our positivity gets quiet. And when our positivity gets quiet, the world's positivity gets quieter too. So I want you all to think about how we're directing our energy. Where are you directing your energy to make your positivity louder? When you're having a negative thought, how quickly are you able to recognize it and say, oh, dear universe, please help me understand this limiting belief I'm having, and I really choose to be more positive and live in love instead. When we are guiding our energy to come back to love and back to positivity, we really just sort of skirt that negativity right away, and our positivity becomes louder. So we can hear it, we can tap right into it. Another way to make our positivity louder, louder for us, louder for the world, louder for the universe, is making sure that we are surrounded by people who are positive. If your circle is mostly encompassed by negative naysayers and haters, you're not even be able to find your own positivity because you're just surrounded and under the pile of crap that these other people have out there. Or you can also try to positively affect them. It's hard to do, though. I just like to change my circle. What sort of visual things are you thinking about that bring positivity to you? Are you visualizing a beautiful life? Are you staying stuck in your past? You're staying stuck with the shit that's happened, realizing something beautiful. All right. So positivity. We need it to be freaking louder. Find it within yourself and turn up the dial. Turn up your positivity by seeking the things that reinforce it in you. And when we're staying in this positivity, when we've been training ourselves and moving our energy back to it, I'm not saying that things don't happen that can pull you out of that. They do. But it just makes you more resilient. You are then able to, I think, have the negative things bounce off you more. They don't stay around as long. When we're living in a positive mindset, we are finding that, wow, this really crappy thing happened to me. We digest it, we move through the emotions of it, and then we move past it much faster and back to our very positive vibe. So these are just some thoughts I'm having about positivity and making it the loudest thing you could possibly hear. And if your positivity is that loud, think about what that does to other people and what that can do to shift things in the world. So that's my challenge to all of you. Wherever you may be listening to this podcast, whether it be straight up through a podcast station or it is out in a video format, please leave me some comments. What are you doing to turn up the dial on your positivity? I'd love to hear from you. Again, I'm Heidi DeLay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Claire, founder of Love Wide Open. I can be found at lovewideopen.com. Love Wide Open on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, all over the place and wherever podcasts can be heard. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you soon.